The gospel reading today is a very interesting compare and contrast. Jesus tells us that the people of this world like to live in darkness, and he comes at light to shine through that darkness, to pierce into sin and to the ignorance of this world so that we can know the truth that comes from God. That's why his words become efficacious. It gives life, it has power, because he no longer speaks because of his own opinion, but he speaks the truth, and the truth sets us free. And what does this truth mean, my brothers and sisters? St. John reminds us that the truth comes from the gospel, the evangelion, the good news that come from Christ, that he had won the world, he had come to live like us in all things but sin, and gave himself an expiation for our sins to reconcile us with the Father. And that's why Jesus, when he spoke, no longer spoke for himself, but with that union that he had with the Father. He spoke life, because God is love, and God gives life. So we too, as Christians, must ask ourselves, when we speak, do we speak life? Do we speak of God? And do we bring God to other people, or do we speak of ourselves? My brothers and sisters, this is what's important, because if we speak our own words, then it has no power at all. It remains as just another set of opinions, another set of yapping. If you don't believe me, just turn on the news. And if you mute for 30 minutes, and then you unmute it, you're not missing anything. They're still yapping. This is what the world comes down to. Just yapping, just saying words that mean nothing at all. And sometimes we spend so much time wasting our words instead of using our words to speak life to others, to help other people see the truth and to bring them to that truth. Which leads me toward the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. Before the apostles, especially St. Paul, St. Barnabas, were sent out to preach the gospel, the good news, to the Gentiles, what did they do? The Acts of the Apostles tells us that the community prayed and fasted. Prayer and fasting. This is what's important in our way of life as Christians, my brothers and sisters. I talked yesterday about praying, about listening to God, about spending time with God. Without prayer, what do we offer to this world? Without prayer, how can we listen to God? Without prayer, we will begin to weaponize our faith and only use our faith to justify ourselves. Without prayers, our words have no meaning, no purpose, no substance. So prayer first, fasting. When we talk about fasting, we often think that, oh yeah, I have to give up something that I don't like. But remember, fasting is a great reminder of giving up something that's dear, that is meaningful to us, so that our physical, our human hunger, or our human desire, it's a reminder of a greater hunger for God. So through prayer, through fasting, we let go of ourselves to make time and space for God to enter, to listen, and to respond to him. If we pray and fast, we receive life from him, and from that life, we can share that life with others. Fasting can begin in very simple ways, by giving up what we don't like, but it also means taking on something that we find that God is still nagging at us. Perhaps it is something that we've been putting off for a good while, that we need to get back onto discipline, onto the things that we're called to do. In a very basic level, many of you keep telling me, hey, Father, What do you do now on your R&R after you just got back? I say, I still keep my routine. Beginning on Monday, I woke up at 4:30 and I began running. Do I like running? Heck to the no. I don't like running at all. My calves hurt right now from just the period of reacclimation to this weather, to the conditions that here. I don't like to run. I don't like to exercise, but this is what the military expects of me, to be in physical shape, to be ready for the fight, so that I don't become a liability toward those around me. If I'm doing that, if the military is asking that just on the basic and shallow level, imagine the spiritual discipline that we need in our life. Through prayer, through fasting, in doing the things we don't like for the greater good of all. That we must bring to God what hurts us the most, what challenges us the most, and what we need to let go the most, so that He is our first, our priority, so that His light shine forth into the places that we want to hold on to, the things that we want to possess, and break us free from those enslavement, from those lesser goods, so that we truly belong to Him. And once we belong to Him, we can radiate His light and bring other people to Him as well.